Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. All right.
Feeling real blessed.
All right.
Let the pen and the pad do the talking for me. Let my praise let the world know who's walking with me. Move by faith, not by sight. Stay calm in the storm, cause it's gonna be alright. I know he won't bring me to it if he won't bring me through it. I just thank him in advance like I already knew it. He already done so much, I'll never give up. And I never confuse me being blessed with good luck. Gotta call it what it is and give him his props. Never take for granted all the things that I got. I might be laid on my rent, but I got me a spot. And at least I'm not homeless and pushing a cart. And even though my whip ain't brand new off the lot, I thank God that I'm dipping and I ain't got to walk. It's always somebody worse and working with less. When I wake up in the morning, I know I've been blessed. I know I've been blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed. I woke up this morning feeling like a blessed man. Peace that passes understanding, so I don't stress, man. I thank God for the grace that he gave me. And if it weren't for him, I'd be going crazy. Too much of a hustler to be lazy. Never ceases to amaze me when I think how daddy raised me. And he planted that seed. He told me always trust God for whatever I need. Read scriptures to me and taught me to pray. He knew if I happened to stray, I'd come back one day. He was promised that. And he kept that faith. Still didn't give up hope when I caught that case. So it didn't seem strange when I came home changed. And I never went back and went harder on these raps. And now I'm at the top of the game, one of the best. And favor ain't fair, I know I've been blessed. I know I've been blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed. I told myself I'ma let the song cry. Bring a message to the world, let us ask ourselves why. It is like it is, kids having kids. Too many Brendas having babies, it's so crazy in this biz. Lord, tell me why you sent me, how could I be a blessing? When I know the world's listening, and they judging my profession. My confession keeps the question coming. I ain't trying to be a saint, I'm just trying to put some paint where it ain't. Never believe when they say that you can't. Gotta keep the faith and believe, and don't give in to the hate. It's never too late, in fact, you can start today. Start to pray, let the old you wither away. What can I say? I'm just a man like you. I go through the same things, but one thing remains true. What can I say? I'm a man like you. I go through the same things, but one thing remains true. I know I've been blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed. Already know that I'm blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed. I know I've been blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed. Already know that I'm blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed.
Now tuned into the Men of Faith and Action Radio Show. We do it like this every Sunday from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. where we just bring our testimony to the table and hopefully change lives. I want to thank everybody that's tuning in on the call lines and online. If you're online and you want to be a part of this show and join this conversation, hit me up, 646-200-4945. And press that one button, and I will bring you on so you can be heard. Beautiful day out here in Cali, a little windy up here where I'm at, but it's another day that the Lord has made, and I'm going to be glad, and I'm going to rejoice. And, you know, the praise doesn't just, you know, start and end with Sunday. You got to have a relationship with God every day, and that's how I try to get down and encourage everybody else that if you ain't got God, you need to get some in your life. Want to go to the call lines. We have my auntie in the building, very special lady here on Mafia Radio, big supporter, been down with us since day one. Her husband, good friend of mine, great supporter of the show, KJ, passed away a couple weeks ago, and they're going to be having the funeral services next week, and I wanted to have her come on the show and give out the information, because KJ was a big part of Mafia Radio, always calling in, always, you know, sharing his testimony, asking for prayer requests, and, you know, bold enough to call in and let us know when God answered, showed up and showed out for him. So I'm going to bring his beautiful wife on the line one time right here. What's going on with you, Auntie?
Hi, nephew. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed and favored and just enjoying another day here on Mafia Radio.
I know that's right, and you know I had to call in for you to get the word out. Uncle KJ's services will be, the viewing will be this Friday, the 27th, at South Los Angeles Mortuary. It's on 94th and Vermont. It's from 12 to 7. His home going will be Saturday, the 28th, at 11 o'clock. At Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, 950 East 45th Street. The repast will be at O.G. Rome's house where we did the fundraiser, and his address is 1509 West 125th Street in L.A., off of Halldale.
Most definitely. Well, you know, yeah, I got your, you know, inbox or your text message that you sent me about the services and, you know, wanted me to be a part of that. And, you know, I'd have it no other way. And I don't think, you know what I'm saying, Uncle KJ, you know, want it any other way than, you know, me to be there to represent the Men of Faith in Action and take part in the services. And I'm just, you know, honored and feel blessed that you even, you know, asked me to, you know, come and be a part of the service.
Well, I had to sit and do a whole lot of thinking of who put where and everything because there's so many. And it was a process for me, you know, to really pick the right ones. And I felt good at the end after making my list and checking it twice and trying to get in contact and, okay, this is how I'm going to have to do this. And you were right there all along. And I had to do it because he talked very highly of you. He was very proud of you. So, yeah.
Well, we're going to get there and let God have his way. And, you know, you asked me to, you know, perform Blessed there. And, you know, I think that's, you know, for me, that was the song, you know, that got me through, you know, losing my wife and my mom, you know, 11 months apart. You know, I wrote, God put it in my heart to write the song Blessed, and I've watched, you know, it be used. I've watched, you know, people that are going through things, you know, come across that track and really take a minute to pause and reflect and say, you know what, I woke up this morning, I am blessed, no matter what's going on, no matter what's been taken from you, no matter what you stand in front of possibly losing. The fact that you're still here is the blessing in itself. And then if you can wake yourself up every morning and acknowledge the fact that you're blessed, I guarantee the day goes a whole lot better. So, you know, I can't wait, you know, to bring that blessed message, you know, to KJ Services. And like I said, honored that you even, you know, reached out to me and asked me to do something on that level for such a great man that's so important to the West Coast hip-hop scene. So salute to you for I believe KJ whispered it in your ear, girl. You better get justified up there.
Yeah, he did. He did. That's no lie. He did because, you know, I had to do what I had to do. And, you know, I said, okay, let me do what he wants to do because I had to, you know, sit back and reflect on what he wanted. And even, you know, because over the time, we, you know, if he goes before me and I'm doing it the way he wanted it done. I'm doing it exactly how he wanted it done. And, you know, we have our ups and downs throughout. I have my moments, not going to deny that. And, but he's here with me. He's here with me, and he's going to be there with everyone else.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I definitely appreciate you calling in today and sharing the information. For those that didn't catch it, when the show is over, you can catch the replay and write that down. And also, I have the information, and I'll be posting it via the Facebook and through Twitter to let everybody know that, you know, the love of this great man that kept the West Coast safe, you know what I mean, the original bodyguard of the late Eric Wright, Eazy-E, meant a lot to the whole Ruthless family, I'm sure. I expect, you know, the Ruthless family to come out by the numbers because KJ was very, you know, connected to that situation. So I'm hoping and praying that, you know, everybody will come out and, you know, pay their respects and, you know, send them off right.
The way that he would want it, because the church is big, don't get me wrong, but I want to pack it out. I want to pack it all the way out because he deserves this. He deserves all of this. So
it really should be packed.
Yeah, and I'm hoping everybody will come out and pay homage to him. True, it wasn't done heavily like it should have been while he was here to smell his roses, but let his kids see how much he was loved.
And I think that's a big thing right there, you know, that. You know, when I got a chance to meet his daughters at the, you know, the fundraiser at OG Rome's and him's spot, you know, I could see that meant something to them, that, you know, the different artists that showed up, like, you know, my dad did have an effect on people, and that's something that they can, you know, carry with them. You know, just the fact that he was loved by so many different, you know, artists in the industry that, you know, repped his West Coast culture and the music game, that, you know, he was respected. And I haven't known him as long as others, but the time that I did know him, you know, he came close to me. And like I said, day one supporter of Mafia Radio, you know, didn't miss a show if, you know, it was in his power. So we love you, Auntie, and, you know, you told us you're going to keep in touch with the show and, you know, keep in touch with me behind the scenes. And we'll be there next week. JM will be up in there to send the big homie off right.
I appreciate all of that. And I look forward to it, to finally put him to rest.
Yes, ma'am. He's in a better place. He up there telling Miss Smith how good of a job, you know what I'm saying? Me and the girls is holding it down over here.
Yeah, he's going to be doing that because, you know, the way I looked at it, he had many to welcome him into heaven. They
right.
were right there waiting for him. And he went peacefully. You know, and he's no more pain, no more suffering. I have my moments where I wish he was still here with me, but I can't be selfish.
Amen to that. We want to get into this next call. I see my partner in crime, JM Dre, is in the building. Want to bring him on real quick. JM Dre is Mafia Radio. What it do, sir?
Oh, man, peace and blessings to everybody. Thankful to be here another day. Just listening in, hearing y'all talk about Uncle KJ. You know, rest in peace to our soldier. You know, I didn't know him as well as I would have liked to. But, you know, just meeting him the few times that I did, you know, he did have an impact on my life in that short time. So I just want to give some love and appreciation to the family. And also just let you guys know if there's anything that we can do on our end to be of some service, just let us know. So, you know, right now I'm online, you know, on Facebook, on Twitter, letting everybody know about the show, sharing this great-looking flyer done by my man Justified with the homie Big Chill on here representing the show today. So just here, you know, one of the men of faith in action, putting it down for the West Coast and letting everybody know that, you know, this is a place to join your faith with ours. And, you know, every time I listen to the show, my day gets better. So I'm wishing that same thing for everybody else.
That's what's up with it, Dre. I know you're going to hang out with us today. We're going to be up in here. We're going to take it to a little bit of music. I will say this. We're scheduled to have the Chill from Compton's Most Wanted, who just recently came home from a three-year situation in prison, and he wants to come on Mafia and talk about it a little bit and, the you know, the direction that he's moving in now and what's going with his life. So I know I did have communication with him a little while ago. He told me he was in church and that he would call in as soon as he get out of church. So hopefully the pastor don't get long-winded, you know what I'm saying, and hold him up. you know, we go with the flow here on this show. If he doesn't make it in, we know we'll have him next Sunday. We'll do some better scheduling. But he did text me and say that when he gets out of church, he will be joining in with us. And I ain't mad at him for where he's at, you know what I mean? So you can't be mad at that. But I'm going to get this show started with a little bit of music. It's only right. I'm going to come in with some more Justified. This is Ain't Easy. Check it out. We'll be right back.
When I wake up in the morning, I thank God for my life. Ask him to watch over my kids and my wife. It's perilous times that we're living in. He's about to come back. It's like all the youngsters want to do is rap and sell crack. Credit checks to get a job. I'm telling you, this ain't fair. Too many women carrying a load because baby daddy wasn't there. Nobody cared. Got her on wit. Let it make her late. She's just waiting on her benefits. EBT. T-bones and shrimp. $2 rent. Make sure she got enough to get a fit. She going out. Call herself looking for love. Always end up with her heart broke cause she looking in the club. Shorty like them thugs. You know them gangs fitting tight. You know them ones that wanna move in so they always spend the night. Her mama told her she better wake up, put some God in her life if she ever wanna get things right. It ain't easy. In fact, it's hard. Ain't no two ways about it. We need God. Looking for the world to love us is so hard. But they ain't the ones that judge us. We need God. It ain't easy. In fact, it's hard. Ain't no two ways about it. We need God. Looking for the world to love us is so hard. But they ain't the ones to judge us. We need God. The homie just got out the pen. He did 10. Hit a lick with his partners. Then them suckers turned him in. Ain't no loyalty in these streets. Niggas is for themselves. And if you can't help yourself, then don't expect nobody else. He need a place to stay. But his mama smoke crack. His little brother play basketball. Good enough to get a contract, but he probably won't. That's just the way that it goes. He too busy being a knucklehead and howling at hoes. He's a statistic. He already got a number. Just came home in November. He gon' go back by the summer. I hate to say it, but it's true. That's what they do. Can't adapt to the free world and hook up with the crew. Here come the boys in blue. Now we through. Cause last time he went, it was strike two. Nothing left to do. But pray get out. Hope he finds God inside and figures it out. It ain't easy. In fact, it's hard. Ain't no two ways about it. We need God. Looking for the world to love us is so hard. But they ain't the ones to judge us. We need God. It ain't easy. In fact, it's hard. Ain't no two ways about it. We need God. Looking for the world to love us is so hard. But they ain't the ones to judge us. We need God. My mama passed away, and I admit it was rough. Consumed myself for work like I hadn't been touched. Then my wife got sick. What am I to do? When life gets us down, I know all we got is you. So I fell to my knees and started asking for you to keep your grace upon us no matter what happens. I'm going through it. It ain't ever been harder. Thinking about making the future for my daughters. They deserve to have the best, and I gotta provide. 9 to 5, can't get it done, homie. I'm out here on the grind. I'm an entrepreneur, trying to build it on my own. Build up my credit score, go out here and get me a loan. I got the vision, it just requires my faith. The provision comes through my father, so I patiently wait. I know we gotta get better, cause he said it would. And I'd be lying if I said that God ain't good. It ain't easy. In fact, it's hard. Ain't no two ways about it. We need God. Looking for the world to love us is so hard. But they ain't the ones to judge us. We need God. It ain't easy. In fact, it's hard. Ain't no two ways about it. We need God. Looking for the world to love us is so hard. But they ain't the ones to judge us. We need God.
That was some good message music coming out of the Justified Music Camp. Great song. Not saying it because it's me, but just because, you know, it speaks to me as well. God blessed me with those words, and love that song, and I play it here on Mafia because I'm the program director. Yeah, but if you're listening online, we'd love for you to call in and join this conversation. The number is 646-200-4945. It's the Men of Faith in Action radio show. We're going to take it to these call lines. I got a 909 that's in the building with us. 909, you're on the line. This is Men of Faith in Action radio.
Hey, Justified. This is Roy from Inland Empire, man. I just wanted to call in and say you got a great show. This is my first time listening. Thank you for you know, for the invite. I appreciate it, man.
Most definitely, brother. Roy, definitely been in the corner since we met. You know, great support. I see you you know, on the Facebook sharing and supporting what we're doing. So I definitely salute you, and I always extend the invitation, you know, to people to call in and join this format, because, you know, it's not man of faith in action, it's men of faith in action. So that means it's going to take a group of us, you know, to really push this assignment forward, and all we are is a platform, you know, for folks to call in and give God some glory, share some testimony, you know what I mean, or just, you know, participate in one way or other, even those that just listen that don't want to press one and talk. You know, we appreciate everybody, because without, you know, the listeners and the callers participating, you know, Men of Faith in Action would not be here. So definitely salute to you for checking us out for the first time.
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, rest in peace to your uncle, and I give my prayers and support to you, man. I see what you've been doing, and, you know, you're doing a great job, man. I know that you've been through a lot in your life, but, you know, the Bible says iron sharpens iron, man, and, you know, I feed off of your strength, and, you know, it was probably devastating, your loss. I've had a couple losses. Matter of fact, I'm getting ready to bury my grandfather Thursday. I just found out I'm going to be a pallbearer, so, you know, man, there's no accidents. There's no coincidence in the universe, man. God is always doing something and moving. So is this just powerful, man, the lessons that you learn. And, you know, God, when God takes something away, man, he gives something to us, man, and he builds us for a reason, man. He planted that vision in your heart, and, you know, he made you a strong man because you can carry that weight. You know, one thing that I learned is, as a man of faith, that you feel like you're always going up against the world and always getting beaten down, but in reality, God is lifting you up. He's making you stronger, because when he makes you a leader, you're going to handle more and you're going to be able to do more. And, you know, that shakes the enemy's camp, and he doesn't like that. So when he gives you more, man, that's really a blessing, because you can do more and make a lot of change. So I just thank you for a good example, man, and just showing the world that you can do it regardless of who you are and where you come from. You know what I mean?
Most definitely, most definitely. And that's, you know, that's how I've had to really, you know, analyze everything that's happened. You know, the same thing that, you know, the enemy would want to tear us down, God, you know, sees it to build us up. And no test, no testimony. You know, we don't have the luxury of picking our test. You know what I mean? And but we do have the opportunity to study for it. And, you know, the studying for the test is, you know, by speaking with God, by, you know, going to his word and reading his word and, you know, keeping those things inside of you. And I can honestly say that, you know, if it were not, you know, for being raised up right and being introduced to God by my father and, you know, shown the right way, that, you know, these tests that have come my way, you know, not just the last year and a half, but all the tests that I've been through on my journey period, you know what I mean? That's what equipped me and helped me get through it. And I know for certain, if it weren't for, you know, a relationship with God and having a faith in him, that I couldn't make it, bro. I couldn't, you know, raise these girls by myself. I couldn't handle this house and these bills by myself. But through the grace of God, you know, he's already, you know, provided for me. He knew, you know, the steps that were ahead of me before I started stepping in it. So, you know, I felt confident and comfortable knowing, you know, that God got my back, and I'd be a fool to not share that with others. And used to be very, you know, personal when it came to the Facebook. I didn't, you know, share a lot of my personal stuff. You know what I mean? It was business, promoting events, promoting, you know, what we're doing, you know, professionally. But, you know, God put it on my heart after I lost my mom and my wife that he needed me to share, and that sharing, you know, would sow seeds and show others how to handle what they may be going through. So, you know, it's not a day that I don't, you know, thank God, you know, for my drama, because it really elevated me into a position to have an effect on people, because now Justify just ain't talking about trusting God. He's in a position to where he has to, and you can see it as the faith is in action. So, you know, I appreciate everybody that, you know, keeps me encouraged, that comments on the post and that interacts with me, because that helps me. When I share it and people share it back, that helps me, real talk. So I appreciate you, brother, ever since, you know, we met a little while back at D Skies event. You know, we've been in touch, and it's a blessing to have you on the team.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate that, and I'm always here for you guys, man. My prayers are with you and the family, and just continue to do what you gotta do, man. I like the fact that you're showing people that, you know, you get out of this fake Hollywood stuff, that, you know, people are real, man. We go through problems, we go through situations, and everybody's human. I don't care if you're Barack Obama, King George, whoever, man. You know, we all have situations and things in life that we face. But like you said, man, with God, He turns it around. He makes it a blessing, and He takes that example and that lesson, and we learn it, man, and we just get stronger. There's only way to go up is either up or down. So with the Lord, man, we just continue to go up and just continue to do our thing until our time is up, and then, you know, we enjoy eternity, man. That's how I'm looking at it right now at this point in my life. But, you know, thank you for everything you do, man, and, you know, all the callers, everybody listening, keep supporting Justified. This guy is about to take off right now, and you're going to hear about him in a big way.
Man, that's what's up. We appreciate that, man. Hang out with us. We got some more good show coming up. Like I said, we're waiting on the chill to get out of church and join us here on Mafia. So while we're doing that, I like to go to this book that I read here all the time on Mafia. It's called Jesus is Calling. It's a daily devotional, and it's something that, you know, I look to at the top of the day, or sometimes I miss it in the morning and I catch it in the evening. Sometimes I miss a few days in a row and I'll go back and read them all to catch up and be like, dang, I wish I would have read it that day. I needed that. But I'm going to go on to the reading that was for today. And it says, trust me and don't be afraid, for I am your strength and song. Think what it means to have me as your strength. I spoke the universe into existence. My power is absolutely unlimited. Human weakness, consecrated to me, is like a magnet drawing my power into your neediness. However, fear can block the flow of my strength into you. Instead of trying to fight your fears, concentrate on trusting me. When you relate to me in confident trust, there is no limit to how much I can strengthen you. Remember that I am also your song. I want you to share my joy, living in conscious awareness of my presence. Rejoice as we journey together toward heaven. Join me in singing my song. I love singing songs, so you know what I mean? That right there, that's some real talk for me today. We're going to keep it going with some music as we await, you know, our special guest to get in the building. So what I want to do, I'm scrolling through my playlist, seeing what I want to give y'all right now. And I think I'm going to go to, let's see who's in here. We're going to go to, I'm going to go back to the 90s. This is Snoop Dogg with Lil Ghetto Boy. Since the homie Chill just got out of jail, you know what I'm saying, and things have a different look when you've been gone for a few years. This is Snoop Dogg, Lil Ghetto Boy, right here on Mafia Radio.
Out my bed, I'm in a two-man cell with my homie little half dead. Murder was the case that they gave me. Dear God, I wonder can you save me? I'm only 18, so I'm a young buck. It's a ride, if I don't scrap, I'm getting stuck. But that's the life of a G, I guess. Essay, way deep, shank two in the chest. Best run, cause brothers is dropping quicker. Too late, damn, down goes another nigga. Bouncing off the walls, throwing them dogs, getting that rep as a young hog. It ain't nothing like the street life. You better be strapped with your shank, cause ain't no fist fight. So I guess I got to handle mine. Since I did the crime, I got to do my time.
I used to be the same way back. I guess that's what I get for trying. trying to jack the little homies for their grip.
Me like many things, something about the city. From the street, I'm coming, but I come to be. Little ghetto boy, playing in the ghetto street. What you gonna do?
The real OGs to get with some facts made, I made. Now you running, but I'm played like every single day. Really though, you know me, I'm the smooth macadamian, gaming them for my homies. No need being calm if you pack right, and learning just enough to keep your sack right. Late night, I wonder what they getting for. Early morning on the corners, what they hitting for. Seven young G's, what they serve down in the G-Ride, east side, what they swerve now. Not thinking about what's really going on. Got crept on, stepped on, now they gone. I spent 4 years in the county with nothing but convicts around me. But now I'm back at the pound and we expose ways for the youth to survive. Some think it's wrong, but we tend to think it's right. So make all them ends you can make, cause when you broke, you break. Check it out. So ain't no need for your mama to trip, cause you's a hustling ass youngster clocking your crib.
Now me fella me gonna shoot your feet.
Right there, a little blast from the past with Little Ghetto Boy. His message in the music, hip-hop is always, you know, about a message in the music. Sometimes they just don't highlight those songs that, you know, really put out a message, and it was a strong one. And, you know, back when it first came out, that was, you know, one of my favorite songs to bump in the morning while I was getting creased up for school. Go back to these call lines. I believe we got Auntie back on the line with us. You still with us?
Yep, I'm still with you. One thing that I did forget to say was if anyone wants to donate food for the repast, call OG Rome at 424-789-4416. That's where all the food and everything is. The repast is being held at his house. So he's dealing with all the repast stuff for me.
That's what's up. Salute to OG Rome for stepping up, getting involved, and, you know, definitely the fundraiser that he had was a blessing. Enjoyed myself there, and just good things, you know, are coming. KJ left an influence on a lot of people, and, you know, he'll always be alive in our hearts and in our minds, and, you know, we're going to continue to show love to him from now until it's our time to go.
I'm happy about that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, we know that I know where he's at. I believe that, you know, he's up there with, you know, with the Father right now, you know, smiling down on us. So I'm going to go into this song by Wes Morgan. And KJ is where he's at now because Jesus Christ, he paid it all. Back with Mafia.
Unselfishly died on Calvary. Oh, how you gave your life for me. Bruised, scorned, crowned your head with thorns. No greater love performed for me. Nailed in your hands, nailed in your feet, pierced in your side. Could barely breathe, could have came down, yet you remain standing in awe of the price you pay. I never knew of a love so true.
You paid your life and still I heard you. Lost so many times to supply you again.
But I repent, forgive me for my sins.
You played it all up on the cross. You
Christ, Lord. I give up everything that's not pleasing in your sight, so I can have everlasting life.
Radio show. If you're listening online and you want to call in and join this conversation, hit us up 646-200-4945. We're going to keep it going with some music. This has become a favorite here on Mafia. At least for me it has. This is Lecrae, what I'm praying for you. We'll be right back.
Father God, I'm praying to you for somebody you knows you, Lord, but just haven't been seeing you in the right view lately. Let me out.
Father, I'm praying for a friend. He and I are pretty close. And out of all my friends, but this one I'm concerned the most. He say he reading daily, but he ain't really learning. He been in church, but say that he ain't moved by any sermon. His face weak, he ain't prayed in a week. He wake up and just weep with his face in a sink. Lord, you gotta help my man. I'm praying for him daily. He ain't sin, but it just seems as if he going crazy. He say he feeling trapped, can't even hit up the mall. Cause every lady's half-dressed, tempting him to lust and fall. He keep the TV off, videos just make him feel that he ain't really nothing without money, girls, and shiny wheels. The other day he told me that he felt less a man cause he ain't have a five-year plan or a piece of land. And man, it's crazy cause his family thinks so much of him. Plus he got a godly wife who always show a love for him. But he's struggling, even though he talked to me, I tell him what to do, but he don't listen when he ought to be. I'm scared for him cause there's people that look up to him. He got some younger siblings who've been changed by what he's done for them. But is it done for him? Lord, don't let it be. If he don't want to talk to you, then Father, hear from me. Is it done for him?
Yeah.
condition is worsening since we was last conversing. I'm with him now, he ain't doing well, but this I'm certain. He say he trying to trust you, doesn't want to discuss you, but he was in the midst of sinners and did not discuss you. And just today, his anxiety's got the best of him. He knows Christ, but for hours refused to rest in him. He's not the best of men, but Lord, I know he really loves you. And I can't understand why lately he's not thinking of you. People trust this dude, you can crush this dude. Father, he needs more of you, I pray you touch this dude. What can I say to him? I'm determined to pray for him. Father, empty and break him, I pray you'll just have your way with him. Cause there's a change in him, and the effects are strong. I pray you'll open up his heart before the next song. And when he gets home, I pray you'll open up the 66 book love letter you wrote and soak it up. Cause he ain't hearing you, and he ain't feeling me. And God, I know it's killing you, because it's killing me. And matter of fact, there's something else he's concealing. See, the person that I've been praying about is really me.
Justified music, Buddy Boy. Look, I ain't never went nowhere. The streets still love me, blocks still respect me. I used to be something ugly, cold on the hoe. Don't act like you didn't know. Justified, break them down without sending them to the stroll. Paper route, I was about that life. Now I'm out that life. Settle down with my kids and my wife. You know, Mrs. Smith, rock that mic. Going through a few things right now, but it's gonna be alright. Got God in my life, success is all I got in my sight. He speaks the vision to me clearly, I just sit down and write. Get out my life if you ain't doing me right. And it's a shame on me if you end up doing me twice. Not a sucker boy, I've been peep game. I'm just playing my position, little nigga. I ain't seeking the fame. Pushing hard on the gas, maintaining my lane. Hitting corners on you niggas out here doing my thing. This that real spit, some niggas can't relate to. And when you real like me, these niggas hate you. I'm doing what they can't do. Half these niggas ain't true. Sell they soul for a little gold, that's what I can't do. This that real spit, you niggas can't relate to. And when you real like me, these niggas hate you. I'm doing what they can't do. Half these niggas ain't true. Sell they soul for a little gold, that's what I can't do. They say just what you think about Illuminati. The mafia rep God and we all one body. Different parts connected to the one heart that got love for us all. Pick us up when we fall, ain't afraid to represent it. I bang it on you quick. Jesus Christ on mine and I ain't tripping off a crib. And I'm covered in the blood and yes, I'm chunking up the dub. California's where I'm from and I just want to show y'all love. And I do it through the honors, shooting the salutes. But at the end of the day, I'm rounding up the troops. We on a mission with the truth. Wrong information, this generation been spoofed. Surfing on YouTube, looking for fights. When they should really be in that word, looking for life. Good fade on the end of my hook, looking for bites. Push the mafia line, grinding, trying to save a life. That real spit, some niggas can't relate to. And when you real like me, these niggas hate you. I'm doing what they can't do. Half these niggas ain't true. Sell they soul for a little gold, that's what I can't do. This that real spit, you niggas can't relate to. And when you real like me, these niggas hate you. I'm doing what they can't do. Half these niggas ain't true. Sell they soul for a little gold, that's what I can't do. They say just why you do what you do. Why you talk like that, is what you saying really true? Can God still love me through all of this guilt? My life's been broken down, can it be rebuilt? Do you think it's a spot in heaven reserved for the G's? And will God understand what I did for the G's? Do we really listen when you get down on your knees? Is it true the Holy Spirit feels like a cool breeze? And all I can reply with is loving God is good, and I encourage you to try it. And when I drop my record, you should go and buy it. I got some good game for your soul, it won't deny it. Don't be afraid when they riot, cause real brothers like us ain't gon' stay quiet. Raise the roof, the troops come to save the youth. The pastor used the pulpit, mafia used the booth. This that real spit, some niggas can't relate to. And when you real like me, these niggas hate you. I'm doing what they can't do. Half these niggas ain't true. Sell they soul for a little gold, that's what I can't do.
They built your love.
was Mary Mary with Go Get It. Right before that, it was a new cut coming out of the JM camp called Real Spit. And we got that little back-to-back-to-back music play started with Lecrae, What I'm Praying For You. I'm really feeling that Lecrae song right there. I've heard a lot, you know, about the dude, you know, with me being involved in inspirational music. You know, people have always asked me, do I listen to Lecrae? Who do I listen to? And I'm really not, you know, big on, you know, Christian hip-hop or gospel hip-hop just because I haven't, you know. I'm from the streets, and I like Tupac, and, you know what I'm saying, E-40 and Ice Cube, and, you know what I'm saying, and I really haven't just opened my ear to that. The reason that I do music and that I bring inspiration through music is that's what God has called me to do, so it's not that, you know, I'm just out there like that, but I had to check Lecrae out because a lot of people were telling me about him, and that song, Praying For You, stood out to me, so we've been playing that pretty much every week since I added that into rotation. Want to shout out all the area codes that are on the call lines, the 909s, the 323s, the 262. We got some 310s in the building, 760s hanging out with us. We appreciate you. We're winding down on like the last 10 minutes of the show. We go with the flow here. Chill hasn't showed up yet. Like I said, I communicated with him earlier. He said he was in church. Maybe he's caught up, you know, in the spirit right now and, you know, not out of service, so I can definitely understand that. But I guarantee you that he will come. He was just my guest yesterday on my other show, the Cali Call-In, and had a whole lot to say on there. But he definitely said he wanted to be a part of Mafia and come through. So, you know, even if he called in now, I'd have to bring him back, you know, next week so we could really get into what it is that he wanted to talk about. We talked about it, you know, personally on the phone, and, you know, he wanted to come on and, you know, share some testimony. So I know he will come in, and we'll try to, you know, line that up for next week if he doesn't make it in today, which it doesn't look like he is. But if you guys are on the call lines and you got something you want to say, you got a testimony or something that God done for you today, yesterday, the day before, you know, please do press that one button and we open up these lines to you to give God some glory. And as we wait, you know, for you guys to press that one, I'll definitely share a situation, and I'm going to mic my boy J.M. Dre up for this. Dre, you there with us still? Okay, he probably got his line on mute just listening. He'll get to us in a second.
No, I'm right here. Got you.
Okay. You stay ready. You ain't got to get ready, but it's all good. I wanted to share what, you know, happened with us. Was it Wednesday night when we were going out to Orange County? And, you know, as we pulled out the driveway in the promotion van, you know, we heard that, you know, that scraping coming from under, and, you know, everybody got out the van, and we looking under it, and we see that this a crossbar is loose, like a bolt has come out, so it's hanging down and dragging. And, you know, we looked at it like, oh, it's good. It's just a crossbar. You know, it looked like everything's secure. We're going to try to, you know, go on and keep pushing. We get on the road, and as we don't even get too much further away from the house, we hear, you know, this piece of metal that's hanging is hitting the street as we drive. So we're like, okay, let's just turn around and let's go get my other car and take this one. And come to find out, I have my brother-in-law, you know, come check it out for me. And he's like, man, this holding up your gas tank.
Yeah.
But I mean, and it was like, okay, because we was thinking muffler, or, you know, we was way away from thinking it was the gas tank. But I say that to say God is so good that he allowed this to happen before we got out of our driveway. And even when, you know, we want to take things, and it was trust. Everybody in the car like, well, let's just pray to God that we have safe travel, blah, 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 blah. And then we heard that noise again, you know, before we made it to the freeway, so we decided to come back. But God's grace is so sufficient that he spared us from being on the freeway and this gas tank, you know, coming loose to where, you know, all that metal sparking and from hitting the ground, man, it could have been something, you know, real dangerous. But God is so good that he stopped us in the driveway, and the fact that we had, you know, that I was blessed enough to have a second vehicle, you know, that we could jump in and get to where we needed to be, because everywhere we go, we take that message with us, whether it's the nightclub or the church house, we always take God with us. So, you know, I'm just thankful, you know, that God loved me so much that, you know, one, we weren't sitting on the side of the freeway somewhere with this happening, and two, that we didn't blow up on the freeway, you know, with the gas tank dropping. So God is good. My brother-in-law came and, you know, tightened everything back up, so we're good and ready to roll. But that's my testimony, man. And, you know, trust God at all times, because when he's got you, and he'll make your path easier. Even though when it may seem hard, you got to believe that it could be worse. You know what I mean? And I'm just thankful. And I know, you know, you being in the car, too, actually driving, Dre, that you happy we decided to go ahead and park. And not get on that, you know, hour and a half drive with the gas tank hanging low.
yeah, because it was a little drive. It was a drive, and like you said, you know, God's time is his time, and it's always on time, because we were supposed to leave a little earlier. So, you know,
there's
no telling what would have happened if we did leave a little earlier, you know. But, you know, God put everything in place to make sure that we were safe. We still got there on time. We still had a great time. We're able to represent for our good buddy Big to the Boy on his birthday celebration, him and his brother. So, you know, it was a really great night. And like you said, you know, God has us covered, you know. So as long as we're following his wings, we're all good, man.
Hey, that's my testimony for the week, for the month, that one right there, because and sometimes we take for granted, you know what I'm saying, the things that God saves us from and or don't even care to give him the credit for it. You feel me? Because, you know, another person might say, oh, man, we got lucky. Oh, man, good thing we didn't. And totally not give credit to God for making it happen that way. You know what I mean? And, you know, I look to God for everything, and I know it's nothing, you know, possible without him. So, you know, sometimes, you know, it's easy for man to get caught up and not give credit to where credit is due. And all credit is due to God for everything. The good things, the bad things, give him credit, because even when it's a bad situation, he's working it to your good. And you might not see it right away, but in due time, if you keep faith and keep seeking, you know, you're going to see that trial was really just a test that was meant to be a testimony. And that's what we do here on Mafia. We share testimony, and it's not just about our special guests, our celebrity friends that call in and participate, but it's about the everyday person that just want to thank God, you know what I'm saying, and want to share what he's done for them with somebody else to give them, you know, the encouragement that they may need to get through what they're going through. So we say it every week. I thank God for the vision of Mafia that he planted, you know, inside of me. And wherever there's a vision, you could trust God's provision to make it happen. And, you know, we're going on, you know, a year and a half of being Men of Faith in Action Radio every Sunday. And that's just a blessing that we're still here to lift his name up in the way that we do. And to the people that we do, is we've had the most unlikely praisers stepping into the building, people that you think know God, and ain't afraid to talk about them when given the platform. So we're thankful that Mafia is a platform where people can call in and let you know what to do when it comes to what God's doing for them. Amen. Church. Tabernacle. Preach.
Amen to that.
You know what it is, man. Well, we're winding down. We got like 3 minutes left in the show. Without our special guest today, it's still been a great show because, you know, we got to chime in with Auntie. And I'm going to bring her in again before we get out of here. Auntie, while we still got you on the line, could you please give that information for the Saturday services, the actual funeral that you'll be having in L.A.? Give out that address and time one more game for us.
All right, the address, the name of the church is Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church. The address is 950 East 45th Street, Los Angeles, 90011. His service is at 11 o'clock on Saturday.
Most definitely. And then the repass will be at OG Rome at the Road Dog Studios, right?
Correct. That address is 1509 West 125th Street off Halldale. It's in L.A., and the zip code is 90047.
Well, most definitely. We definitely will be hitting Twitter and Facebook, resharing, you know, that information for all those that had a relationship, knew KJ, and hold him close to their hearts. Let them know when and where this is going to be, and JM will be in the building bringing a good vibe with Blessed and just, you know, not mourning but celebrating the life of a great man.
Mm-hmm.
So we love you, Auntie, and we about to get up out of here today. You know what I mean? We coming up on another minute and a half left of this show. It went by fast today. It didn't even seem like an hour. It went real quick. Shout out to the Chill. We know he's wanted to be here for whatever reasons he couldn't be. I'm sure I'll speak with him a little later today, and we will work so he can bring that powerful testimony that he's already shared with me, but wants to come share it with y'all right here on Mafia Radio. We're going to take it out with, I guess he became a favorite of Uncle KJ's because he was tuned in to the show that we had her on as a special guest, and this is an artist by the name of Rocky, and I'm going to go out with her song, Saved by Your Grace, because I can totally relate to that. Be back here next Sunday, 2 p.m. It's Men of Faith and Action Radio. We out of here. This is Rocky. Grace. Be with y'all next week. Peace.